You're listening to 1001 Album Club, where each episode we discuss a different album from Robert Emery's book, 1001 Albums Was Here Before You Die. This episode we're talking about Crowded House, Woodface. In the room I have Ann.
Hey.
And Rob.
Hi, bud.
And on the line I have Ben.
Hello.
And Kyle.
Well, hi.
Woodface is the third studio album by the New Zealand-Australian band Crowded House, released by Capitol Records, 1st of July, 1991. The album was produced by Mitchell Fromm and Neil Finn, and the genre is pop rock, alternative rock, and neo-psychedelia. I'm going to read from the book, Kate Taylor. When Neil Finn's initial work for Woodface was rejected by Capitol Records, he decided to bring his brother Tim into Crowded House and use material they had been working on for a movie project. This marked the first time the brothers had worked together since Split Ends. Woodface marked a change in style and a unique sound that shielded away from the band's previous albums. More acoustic guitar, less organ, and reluctant to use heavy production techniques, and more creative input all contributed to the change in direction. Weather With You is a standout track with its beautiful harmonies, intricate storyline, and happy, upbeat melody. It's Only Natural warms the heart with its romantic narrative and further established Crowded House as masters of the everyday love song. Four Seasons in a Day, with its eerie drums and somber tones, creates a darker mood. Fall at Your Feet is sheer brilliance, a soulful account of a labor of love. Neil's vocals are spine-tingling, wavering effortlessly behind happiness and pain. Upon its release in 1991, the album met with considerable success in the UK. Weather With You was a catalyst, and the album achieved platinum status and earned the group several headlining concert at London's Wembley Stadium. That said, the band's decision to release the satirical Chocolate Cake as the first U.S. single proved to be their most costly mistake. However, Woodface will be remembered as bridging the gap between the antipodes and the U.K. All right, what do we think of Crowded House, Woodface?
Into it, tell you what.
This one was a slow burn for me.
I tried really hard to understand why anyone would like this, and I wish you would explain it to me.
It starts with track two.
Yes.
Chocolate Cake is not a good...
I listened to all the tracks many times.
Are you a fan of Squeeze by any chance?
Mm.
I don't believe so, but okay. I don't think I'm familiar with Squeeze.
Therein may lie the rub.
Like, I have to like that other band and this terrible band?
I think if you like that other band, you will find this music endearing.
Mm.
Yeah. When I listened to the first track and I was like, I don't know about this. And then I did get the second track and I was like, okay, it's kind of Beatles.
Mm-hmm. Trying to be the Beatles 2 decades too late. Because I got
not
that.
Trying to be the Beatles. They're succeeding at being Crowded House.
They're succeeding at making a very poppy album that I find sort of boring and soulless. But like, I'm going to listen. I need to try to figure out what's going on, so please.
Crowded House had some big hits before this album came out, specifically on their self-titled debut, which had Something So Strong, which is one that you'd probably recognize. And also,
Don't Let the Dream?
Yeah. Don't Dream It's Over.
Don't
Dream It's Over.
That's them?
Yes.
Yeah. I like Neil Finn's voice. I also like Tim Finn's voice. I think that the reason that we got Woodface instead of Crowded House's debut, which has the bigger hits, I think it's because this is the only Crowded House album that features both Finn brothers, and they're both notable musicians in their own right. Because They pulled in Tim Finn for this album, and then it sounds like he peaced out like halfway through the tour, you know, for it. Like, not because they had a falling out, but I think he just has his own shit going on. So I think it's cool. I think it's cool hearing both Finn brothers singing together on this one. I like their voices a lot.
Yeah, they sound incredible together. I love this record. The song arrangements, like I said, it's very squeeze-ish.
Mm-hmm. I hear the squeeze vibes.
I think Rob said that.
I said it first.
What's the other band that you always mention, Kyle? They're from New Zealand, Australia.
The Triffids.
Triffids.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I got a lot of Triffids vibes on this.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the lead vocals. Yeah.
And when a couple of songs came around, I just said, oh my God, they're the Gin Blossoms before the Gin Blossoms.
Sure.
I can see that. Like, yeah.
But I like kind of like the Gin Blossoms. So it's just a little sappy and it's a little saccharine, but I think I find it, the melodies and the songwriting, the like craft of the songwriting, I think is good enough that I go along and I'm like, yeah. Totally.
If I had to describe like the music on Woodface or even Crowded House in general, it's like pop music for grownups. Maybe it's just like it's
yeah.
You know, it's not easy listening. It's not adult contemporary. It's got like strong it's pop sensibilities.
How is it not adult contemporary?
Well,
okay, so I listened to this album about 6 times.
It's like earnest music for science teachers.
Fall at Your Feet is an incredible single.
Fall at Your Feet is great. I love Fall at Your Feet.
I did not like that one. Like horny nerd music is what I wrote down.
Really?
Yes.
Man, that's really apt.
I mean, I feel bad.
I'm going to throw my notes in the trash.
No, don't do that. I just like, this isn't music for me.
That's fair.
Yeah, of course.
That's totally fair.
Maybe I'm not an adult. Maybe I'm not contemporary enough.
I know that you're trying to get at the whole adult contemporary thing here.
I mean, you said it was music for adults. I feel like it's for uncool adults.
Like, maybe, yeah.
What about cool adults?
Cool adults.
Most
are
adults
to
don't like.
Hill.
Don't give a shit about Crowded House.
Well, just, no, they sold really. They're like very famous. They're very.
And
well
there's
selling.
Nothing wrong with being part of 99.2% of the population of not caring about Crowded House.
Yeah, I'm just saying that they like when I was trying to figure this shit out, it seemed to me that they have done very well. In
especially
their careers.
For a band of Kiwis.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, Fall at Your Feet really does sound like an eighth grade dance. Like
if there's space for the Lord.
It was
space
for the Lord, hands on shoulders. Like.
See, that's a big feeling to evoke, Rob.
It is.
I don't think any song you would hear on the radio.
That is a weird time in one's life when one does.
Taylor Swift isn't gonna. I don't know. That's a big time emotion to evoke.
I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go. I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet.
You let Crowded House frontman Neil Finn, fun fact.
Uh-huh. Give it to us.
A couple of years ago when Fleetwood Mac finally ousted Lindsey Buckingham, they kicked him out of the band. He's no longer in the band. They replaced him with Neil Finn. Neil Finn is now singing the Lindsey Buckingham parts at Fleetwood Mac shows.
That makes
and
sense
playing guitar.
To me because in the moments when I found ways to like sort of maybe like some of what was going on, it reminded me of Fleetwood Mac. Let's see if I wrote down which track. Or where it gets kind of country inflected, I find that like less grating than some of the other stuff, poppy stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, 5, Weather With You.
Oh.
That one felt Mackie to me.
I cannot stop listening to this record.
I hear that, Anne.
That one got 1 star and I liked It's Only Natural, okay. But then everything else is not starred.
Fair.
Yeah. Kyle, I think you and Rob were getting squeeze vibes from It's Only Natural and I absolutely hear that. I myself was getting some Badfinger vibes from that track in particular.
You know what? And thank you, Ben, for playing some Bad Finger for me at the chili cook-off. It was all songs that I thought were the Beatles 20 years ago.
Oh, and, man, that would be such a good mixtape.
Like, seriously, there were songs that were like, oh, I haven't heard this in 20 years, but I remember thinking it was the Beatles. I know.
You're not wrong for thinking that, Kyle. That was like that was
there were four lovable lads from Liverpool
on Apple Records.
Yeah,
and I think that kind of Apple's and intent was making you want feel like you could be listening to the Beatles. I think that was what Apple was trying to invoke.
Yeah, tall trees, gin blossoms vibes. Yeah, for sure,
100%.
Yeah,
I couldn't unhear it once I heard it. I was just like, oh my god, like this song. And I know they, you know, they're their own thing, of course, but it really connected in my brain, like, where they were fitting in and what other bands were, like, fitting in at that time. And I was like, oh, okay, so they're not, like, super cool, you know, in quotes, like, super cool guys or anything.
They're not hitting what's hitting at the time.
Exactly, but
I think that's probably what I said, too, but it felt
if you want to see some super cool guys, you got to look up a picture of Split Enz.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, they do look cool.
Yeah, I saw that picture you guys posted.
But it has this sort of, I don't know, it just has like a, like they're good songwriters. Maybe they're not doing exactly what I would want, you know, to hear, but at the end of the day, it's almost like a, Elvis Costello light too.
Yeah,
like I'm not absolutely.
They definitely have skill.
Yeah,
it's no Chris Difford or Glenn Tilbrook. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, English dads, high five me through the fucking stereo right now. There we go.
Oh my god!
Did you just name the Gin Blossoms? Like, who did you name there?
Squeeze, baby. I'm talking about Squeeze.
Yeah. Squeeze. Okay.
Oh man,
this song made me so
Weather
mad.
With You though, that got 2 stars. This shit fucking rules.
Music for yuppies.
I just put my Squeeze record away today.
Which one?
UK Squeeze, baby.
I want to dig in a little bit though. Is it the sort of like melodic kind of lazy singing? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, okay,
it's like the polish.
Yeah, the polished singing.
It's
very,
it just
feels like very studio.
It feels very studio. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It feels like there's no sincerity going on, or the sincerity that is going on is embarrassing because they're so nerdy okay. sounding. Mm-hmm, like I just
wait, who's embarrassed?
I feel embarrassed for them.
Oh, okay. That's important.
I just pictured trying to watch this live and I kind of got embarrassed.
Yeah,
myself.
Right? Oh, can you imagine going to a show of this? I cannot fucking do it. It would be like going to a comedy show where I can't, the comedian isn't hitting with me. I just get like, it's like I curl into the, like the stink bugs. Like I just become that shape. I can't handle it.
I did watch some live videos and there was a lot of like swaying
yeah,
with the crowd.
Yeah, but there fucking was, yeah.
You know, really.
Yeah. Okay.
If weed relaxed me, maybe this would be the right band for me.
Oh,
but
you're one of us.
But it doesn't. Like, I can understand that they are doing a good job. I'm happy for them that they sold really well and that they're like famous musicians or whatever. I just can't get into this, man. I don't want to be here.
Like, so one of the few tracks I don't have a star by on this album. I liked this album. I started a lot of the tracks. But track 9, Fame Is, sounds like a 90s sitcom theme song to me.
I'll throw one more at you, Ben. It sounds like Pulling Muscles from the Shell by Squeeze.
It does also sound
yes,
like
it
Pulling
does.
Muscles
sounds
by
exactly
Squeeze.
Like Pulling Muscles from the Shell by Squeeze.
My note says, getting UK squeezy again.
You guys need to let go of the squeeze.
Oh, they just love the squeeze, though.
I know.
We were
Mama's
close.
Got a squeeze box, Birch.
Yeah.
I'm perpetually surprised that there's no squeeze in this book, considering this book seems to err on the side of UK inclusion.
So
and
is every
UK
British
band.
Dad who's following the podcast. We are now British dads.
Oh, cool.
This album's good. Every song's good. Crowded House, Woodface.
The drummer, Paul Hester, he wrote one of the songs on this. He wrote Italian Plastic, track 12. And I actually like that song. So
it's
good
great.
Job. Good job, drummer, writing a song.
It's extremely smooth.
I got a little star next to that song too, Ben.
I think he was also one of the guys that's been, Paul Hester, the drummer, has, I think, been ever since Split. I think he's, since the beginning of Split Ends, he's been the drummer for the Finn, the brothers Finn.
Yeah, Split Ends is dope.
Split Ends was dope. It's all in natural that I should want to be there with you. It's all in natural that you should feel the same way too. It's easy when you don't try going on first impressions, man. So what do y'all think of Crowded House? Woodface, should we go around
this
the room?
This is the weirdest episode I think we've ever done.
I'm sorry that I hate it so much.
But why?
That's why I don't come on if I don't like an album.
No, I want you to go.
I feel like I'm
really
very
into...
positive and agreeable.
Yeah. No, please, if you have some notes as to why you are so down on it, you need to say them out loud.
Crowded House, track one. I said, kind of like Breakfast in America.
Cautious Burls and Twangs, not into it.
Cool.
It took me a long time to get into Chocolate Cake. I think that
it's really? Kind of
That's the one. So Christgau did not write an
That's fascinating to me. That's what hooked me. I was like, oh, there's some weird UK band, you know, bringing up weird American stuff. You know,
it's too clever for its own good.
It what? Is.
So, but Christgau, I don't need to leave. Chocolate Cake was the one he like called out this track on a list. He didn't write a review.
It's good.
Album.
Thank you, Christgau. And
he's with you.
But the reason he probably reviewed it is because it was the single that they shipped
over
here.
It was their lead off single.
No, he negatively reviewed previous albums of theirs.
Right.
But Chocolate Cake is a banger.
You're just saying he received that.
I agree with Birch. I think it's a little too clever for its own good.
No, I don't like it either. Yeah. I'm just saying Christgau liked it.
Hey, I'm being completely honest with this.
Uh-huh.
Can you please give me another example of a song that you think is too clever for its own good?
Yeah, it's probably a 10cc song, actually.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Maybe a Steely Dan song.
This fascinates me.
Steely
yeah.
Dan.
Yeah, there's definitely Steely Dan songs that are too clever for the... I think there's probably
like,
a
which
few
one?
Elvis
is
Costello songs that might be too clever for their own good.
Like, I'm sorry,
I don't
if I'm
need it.
Things.
It's not like the meanest thing I can say about a song.
Too clever for its own good.
I think that ABC thought they were too clever for their own good.
Yeah.
ABC?
Yeah.
And maybe they were. If they were so clever that I hate them, then they're probably too clever for your own good then.
Okay.
Oh no, I don't know. Like if their whole
totally off the rails.
Yeah.
Off the rails.
It's just not for everyone, maybe. Or maybe it's for everyone but me. But
are you on the outside looking in?
I guess this house is too crowded for me.
I apologize.
Your Gold Teeth by Steely Dan.
Yeah,
a little too clever for its own good. Oh, and what's that? What's that 10cc song about? It's a song about a band. It's like about themselves being too clever for their own good. I think that song's too clever for its own good.
Oh, I like this song.
I do like this song. Four Seasons in One Day.
Song. Yeah, so.
I
got a couple of songs.
I'm really surprised that you are into this because you, when this we first started Beatles. This is totally the sort of Beatles and Everly Brothers type of music.
And I get what you're saying.
This is like Kathy's Clown.
Yeah, you still
are you singing?
You're still missing the Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook connection to this. Squeeze made it palatable for me.
Okay. So you can get there because of another band that you like.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, a little loophole.
Yeah, he found a loophole.
It's one of the best bands to come out of the fucking island, and they are nowhere in this stupid book. I should have brought that up.
You hear that,
there's
Dibbery?
There's so many things I should have brought up to Robert.
We're going
to
drunk dial you.
We could. He's probably waking up right now.
No, he's like delightful.
He's hilarious. So nice.
Could only stay for a while because he was making a delicious dinner for his family.
No, yeah, I'm going to make a delicious dinner for him.
The
sandwich doesn't have any bread.
We have to go. Kyle needs to go to bed, guys. Seriously.
Let me threaten the author.
So,
the album reached number one in New Zealand, number two in Australia, number six in the UK, made the top 20 in several European countries, and the third single from Woodface, Weather Without You, peaked number seven, early 1992, giving the band their highest UK chart placement. By contrast, the album had limited success in the US, only reaching 83 on the Billboard 200 chart.
Oof.
Maybe I just don't get it because I'm American.
I think maybe.
I'm such a fucking Anglophile, though. Doesn't make sense.
You're a real
Because I'm not an ossophile.
Never mind.
Ewophile?
Is that? I don't know.
Is it Glenn Greenwood? Is that the guy that wrote Proud to Be an American?
No, I'm not that guy. No, I'm not proud to be an American.
What do you think of this album?
Lee Greenwood, Rob.
Thank you.
I love this record. I could not stop listening to it. Yeah.
I'm happy for you. Could
not get enough
happiness.
Of this record. I also want to pick up this record on vinyl. Loved it.
I found this record really pleasant to listen to, and I found myself turning it on, not even for homework purposes, because I thought I should listen to it. I found myself just turning it on to listen to it again. I was into this record.
Fall at Your Feet, man. I don't know why I never heard that single before. Fall at Your Feet is amazing.
Yeah, I got 7 out of 14 starred. So I'm halfsies on it, and because I'm still pissed off about Squeeze, I'm a neutral.
Okay.
Because this doesn't exist without that band, and I'm gonna die on this hill.
Okay.
Hey, you should end. I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
This is not for me. I don't wish anyone harm. They should listen to it if they want.
Okay.
It's not a thing I'm into.
Yeah, I'll probably be neutral. It's not something I'm going to continue to really put on again, but I do think some of the songs are good and it might grow on me. It's possible.
4 seasons in 1 day. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, it does have some really good songs. I think just the entire album, I can't abide with that. So it's just a little too polished. Alright, next time we'll be talking about Cypress Hill. Alright, thanks y'all.
Turned around, and I will risk my neck again. You can take me where you will, up the creek and through